Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends. How we doing? It is the Chris and Amy Show. We're with you until 12 o'clock. It is a 9 to noon show now, in case you missed the memo from several weeks ago. It used to be 10 to 1. Now it's 9 to 12. Then we have the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock talking Cardinals baseball and more. Oliver Marmol is on the show today starting at 12. So you will want to stick around for that. 314-436-7900. That is the number to call and text. Voice messages, leave them from the Odyssey app where you can listen to the show live and Cardinals Baseball Live. And, of course, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
A street takeover happens in Holly Hills. Over 50 vehicles were spiked and arrests were made.
And Jason Tatum suffered an injury in a game last night against the Knicks. Ronj, you texted me when it happened. It didn't look good. He was wheeled off the court in a wheelchair.
MRI is coming today. We'll let you know what the results are of that. And the Cardinals did win. Yes, they have done it. They have won 9 straight games. They will hope to extend the winning streak to 10 tonight against the Phillies. It is a 5:45 first pitch right here on KMOX. So it sounds like some kids got out of hand last night, huh?
Sunday night.
Was it Sunday? Oh, yes, it was Sunday night.
And
we found out about it.
The audio of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. What they're calling a slideshow with
The old street takeover.
And dozens of cars. And while we hear about this a lot downtown, we see this happening downtown. This happened in Holly Hills, the residential neighborhood, where generally, I know there have been issues in Holly Hills, and we'll talk more about this. I've had friends who've moved out of Holly Hills because they feel like their little circle of safety in their community has gotten smaller. But the video of this reckless driving, just like donuts being spun and cars speeding up and down the streets of Holly Hills, is incredibly frustrating for city residents.
Yep. That's actual audio of it from last night.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen
these
before, these happen all over the country. They happen in Vegas and in Chicago and in Kansas City. Charlotte has had problems. Nashville has had problems with them. Dallas. These are happening everywhere. The difficulty with them is, yes, people can get hurt and they can get very dangerous, and that's the problem with them. The problem in stopping it is that they're coordinated online. So kids are either on TikTok or somewhere else, and they are coming up with these times. They say, they find a random time and a random place, and then everybody shows up all at once. They're very difficult to stop.
Well, like this one had over 100 cars.
Yes.
And that doesn't count the people who show up to watch.
Right.
So they, like you said, attract crowds. There's burnouts. They're doing donuts. They're spinning cars. It's like a party and people are recording with their phones. It's incredibly stupid and dangerous. And it's disruptive. And yeah, in a quiet family neighborhood like Holly Hills, you have this going on. I cannot imagine that residents will find this tenable in any way.
Well, I'm sure they're not. I know that some people thought the police department did not show up, but there were apparently some sort of undercover unit that was there, and that's how a lot of the cars got spiked. One driver came and turned himself in later. So I don't know how you stop it other than, and they actually do legit intelligence. It's almost like what counterterrorism analysts do, is they're constantly scouring, you know, the internet for chatter. And maybe they'll get word of something, or maybe they'll have some insiders who will tell them something. And that's how police departments combat it, is by finding out about it ahead of time. But it's very difficult to do that anyway.
Yeah. And again, once police were called, allegedly the cars had already moved on to five other locations. But KSDK talked to some of the residents in South City in Holly Hills, and a woman said that her husband called 911 four times. Three of the four times, nobody picked up. And when he did get through, nobody showed up. Now, Mitch McCoy, a spokesperson for the St. Louis Police, said officers were dispatched, but they were diverted also in the middle of that to a firefighter in need of aid. But they were just, I mean, they're outnumbered. They're outnumbered already without the slideshow car rallies that we're having here across downtown. But when those numbers show up, they've got to figure out a better plan. They said that they spiked 50 cars. Like, the St. Louis Police Department posted on Twitter that reckless driving is unacceptable. And last night we had dozens and dozens of reckless drivers and we spiked 50 cars. And it sounds like my first thought was good. Get those guys. Get all of them. Do whatever you need to do. Throw them in jail. Whatever it is. But only one car of the 50 that were spiked was stopped. And that because that car got spiked, had a flat tire, it crashed. They got the guy. So did you really spike 50 cars? And I don't know. I want to... I have more questions about the cars, the 50 cars that were spiked and how they were all able to drive off. Maybe they all drove off on flat tires. Maybe the spikes didn't flatten the tire right away. I don't know. How exactly does that work?
You can still drive on a flat. I've done it.
You've done it like three times.
I know. I have to. I have no choice. My tires keep going flat and I have to keep driving them.
So Mitch McCoy did say, quote, there are a lot of tires that have spikes in them today. So good, I guess, be an inconvenience and maybe you get to the point where you're spiking cars and then you have other tactics that disincentivize these. It's mostly young people from coming down here and having their slideshows and donuts and spin outs. But something does need to be done. And it's so dangerous, too. I mean, in a neighbor, it's one thing. It's still bad when it's on a street downtown, when it's on Tucker or whatever. It's bad. But when you're in a residential neighborhood where there are families and kids, I mean, you're putting more lives at risk.
Yeah, it is. I want to reiterate that it is not a St. Louis problem. This happens in a lot of cities and they are struggling to deal with it. I don't think it is the greatest concern in the world, but it is certainly something that needs to be addressed.
So when in Chicago,
they do it downtown. Well, and they'll go to different places downtown and do it. They like to go where there are people.
So they're not necessarily doing it in like Wicker Park or whatever, like a neighborhood?
Oh, no, that happens too. Like North Side, they'll go up there too. But the main area where it's been happening is downtown, like the Loop or, River North, places like that. And the police show up. There's not a, when the cars are spinning out like that, and if you see them do donuts in the intersection, it's really tough to get in there and stop it because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to get close to it.
Well, yeah. So a friend of the show, Missouri State Rep Steve Butts, he lives in Holly Hills.
Yeah, he was there.
And he was there, and he said one of his neighbors came outside, and one of the women, like in the car, in one, part of the spin outs, donuts, got out of her car and brandished a gun at the neighbor and said, go back in your house. So basically, they take over the streets. And if you as a neighbor or a resident come out of your house, you might get threatened with a gun. That's what happened here.
Yeah, other than having an entire army of police show up in the moment, I don't know what you do about it. And you use the intelligence the way they do it to try and stop it before it happens, which is still tough to do.
I was talking about this or before the show. I have a friend who lived in Holly Hills for over 30 years. She's a bit older than I am. She and her husband lived there for a long time. Her husband worked for the city. You know, they were city residents. They're city people. They love this town. They love this city. Several years ago, they left Holly Hills. They said it was heartbreaking. That was the house they raised their kids in. That was the house they grew as a family in. And she said, basically with Holly Hills, we knew there were areas nearby and around us, right, that were kind of sketchy. There would be some stuff that would happen. But Holly Hills was our little, it was our safe haven. It was our neighborhood. And her husband, when he would leave for work early in the morning, because he worked for the city, so he had to get up 3:30 or whatever, there were two or three times where he would go out to his car and he got held up or mugged because more and more people would infiltrate the neighborhoods that and they were up to no good. And they said, finally, we can't do this anymore. I don't like feeling not safe in my neighborhood. They moved out, and they moved out way west to Pacific, I think, or somewhere out there, you know. And another friend who lived in South City said the same thing. And they were longtime city residents, I think probably 20 years, fixed up an old house, were dedicated, and just said, you know, between the gunshots all the time and the cars getting broken into, we're just frustrated. And they moved far out west, too. And that's not good when you have dedicated city residents. I mean, my goodness, he works for the city. You know? And he's like, I can't do this. I'm frustrated.
Yeah. And some people won't be able to handle it. Some people will stick around. You know, my plan, as long as I live here, is to stay in the city if I can. I like being in St. Louis. I like being in the city limits. So as long as I am able to do it, I'm going to do that. Some, you don't have to, you know, people, if they don't want to leave, they can.
Here's the thing too. Like we've known that high crime, North City is high crime. We know that. You know, that's an issue we're trying to work with. It was shocking when we saw some really horrific homicides downtown because you think, oh my gosh, this is the gem of St. Louis. This is Market. But you kind of know where the pockets are. Like Soulard's so fun to go to. Dogtown's amazing. Holly Hills was a pocket, right? It's a fun, vibrant community. And when those pockets and those communities start getting infiltrated by crime or troublemakers from outside the community to the point that it becomes disruptive, that's when you got to put your foot down and say, hey, we can't let our city get overtaken.
Nobody's allowing it like, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Just let the kids be kids. Nobody's thinking that.
But the authorities aren't doing enough. Like Soulard, I think
it's more difficult to do something about it than we make it sound. Like, just fix it. Do something about it. I think it's a lot tougher than that.
It is, but it isn't. But that's why it's turning into those areas where certain pockets are hiring, the residents are hiring their own private security, or they're having a Ring doorbell system that is coordinated in their community group saying, the city police or the city, blame it on whatever reason you want. They're not doing enough, so we're taking it into our own hands.
Well, everybody's got a Ring. That's not anything new. It's not exclusive to neighborhoods like Soulard or where there's crime.
No, but if you get together and have a community meeting and saying, not only are we going to hire our own private security, but we're going to coordinate the system where everyone's getting it because we want to take matters into our own hands. What I'm saying is it's residents who are dedicated to community but feel underprotected. They don't feel secure in that community.
That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. Feel free to visit the show. You know what the phone number is to text and call. 314-436-7900. The Cardinals, baby. They keep winning. They can't stop winning. All they've done for the last week and a half is win. 9 in a row. They are hot, baby. This is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Oh my gosh, Amy marks course. How about those Redbirds?
3-2 pitch in the ninth inning with two outs. A swing and the ball is popped into short right center field. A long run. Walker makes the catch. That's a Redbird winner. The Cardinals hang on to beat the Phillies 3-2. They've won 9 in a row.
9, baby.
9. Okay.
Look at this team. They're hot. They're surging. They're on fire.
1 year in human years is 7 dog years.
Uh-huh.
So how many games in baseball is a hockey 12-game winning streak? When do the Cardinals hit the equivalent of the Blues 12-game winning streak?
They would have to win 24 games.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, it's double the games.
Now, do you feel like that's a settled matter, or do you feel like that's Chris Ronji decided that just now?
Well, I'm not great at math, but I do know that 162 is double 81.
I don't think it's an even.
82.
I don't think it's
almost
a double.
You're right. It's just barely.
I think it's 1.6. I bet the conversion rate's 1.6.
That can't be that low.
But 24 would be a major league record, and 12 is not an NHL record.
Oh, man.
At any rate, I'm very excited, and I feel like this bodes well for a Cardinals team that will be in the postseason.
Okay, Amy.
I'm ready for it.
Amy.
I'm all cold baseball.
So you're saying,
yes,
they're going to mirror the Blues season.
Yes.
They're going to go to the playoffs.
You can clip it again. I'm having Matt make a collection of my confidence in the Cardinals.
And they're going to have a dramatic, horrible, heartbreaking loss in game 7. So they will have done to them what they did to the Texas Rangers in game 6, where they were about to win the whole thing, and the Cardinals just ruined their lives.
Okay.
So that's what's going to happen to the Cardinals.
You bring this up to Ollie.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, Ollie, you've won 9 in a row. That means you're going to the playoffs, yeah?
Think you're
going to
have a heartbreaking loss in the postseason? No, I'm actually really excited. I said this yesterday, that when the Cardinals win, that feels like Cardinals baseball. It does. It feels right. It's not that we're spoiled or that we're arrogant. It's just that we are better than everyone and we deserve to win.
All right. That's don't do that, because then everybody's going to want to beat us up. Don't do that. This is how I'm feeling now, because you've listened to the weather today. You've heard that the 90 degrees is coming up in 2 days.
Yeah.
Once it starts.
It was so humid this morning.
Gross.
Humid.
It was foggy and humid.
I was just like, it looked like I had jumped in a lake.
So you know that in the matter of 2 days, 90 degrees shows up and it's not leaving for 6 months. Okay.
Yeah.
My only chance to get to wear a jacket at a Cardinals game this year is if they go to the playoffs.
Yes.
So I need them to go to the playoffs. I love jacket baseball weather. When I can wear layers to a baseball mm-hmm. game, then I know that's the good stuff.
Well,
because I know the hot is coming, and once it shows up here in St. Louis, it's gross. It just gloms onto you, and it never leaves.
I'm going to ask you this again, because I talked to someone yesterday who disagreed, I think, with your take.
Okay.
I said, if the Cardinals are in it at the trade deadline, or it's really close, do they trade Nolan Arenado? And this person said, yeah, they're getting rid of him if they have an opportunity, no matter what.
I thought you
said no.
I don't know that they would. It really depends.
Wouldn't Cardinals fans lose their minds?
No. Because I think Cardinals fans were prepared for him to be traded in the offseason.
Yeah.
It all depends on what it looks like for them in the division. Are they like a game out or a game up within a game of the team at the top of the division? Does it look like they are far and away better? Does it look like they have legitimate playoff hopes? And not just go to the playoffs, but like do some damage when they get there?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that. It's how well he's playing. It's what they would get in return. But I think there is a scenario where if they are in first place or looking pretty good at the trade deadline as a team and he's playing well, of course there's a scenario in which they keep him.
Yeah.
And they just roll with it and see what happens. So, it depends on how desperate they are or feel like they are to shed his payroll. Shed his money. Because they'll have to pay him $20 million next year. And then the salary after that is 2015, mm-hmm. I believe. So that's $35 million after this year. It depends on how much they want to get rid of that. But if they're in playoff contention, I can absolutely see them keeping him.
Quick note, talking of playoffs, we mentioned the Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum went down a no contact injury.
Yeah.
Looked really bad. He did get an MRI, or they are getting an MRI today. Obviously, no news out for that. You know how the speculative doctors are saying, well, watching the injury,
looks like an Achilles.
NESN, New England Sports Network, is saying the doctors they've interviewed, they are like, well, we're assuming the worst. Like,
yeah.
They're saying it doesn't look good. Do you ever read The Ringer?
Yeah.
So the headline coming out of The Ringer is, this is the end of the Celtics as we know them.
So
it's not, I mean, again, this is all speculation, but it was a no contact injury. It looked really bad. You mentioned he was crying in the wheelchair as they wheeled him out.
Yeah. Bill Simmons, big Boston sports fan. The Ringer is his outlet. Mm-hmm. That's his thing, right? So I imagine he's feeling today pretty bad about this, as Celtics fans are. Because here's the thing about Tatum. He is not just the best player on that team right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is legitimately a top five NBA player at the moment. And LeBron doesn't have a whole lot of time left in the game. I don't know how much longer Steph is going to be playing. When those two guys are no longer playing, he's arguably a top three player in the NBA right now. And when guys in basketball get Achilles injuries, and if they're the bad kind,
yeah,
like complete rupture, sometimes they never really come back the same.
Well,
so that's the difficulty with it.
Yes, but we can still hope for the best. A little surprised.
I hope he recovers fully.
When doctors speculate, because it feels irresponsible.
There are a lot of Twitter doctors who watch sports injuries happen, and they go, well, this is what I think it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that. I would not feel comfortable doing that.
No, but it does not look good. All right. So if you have defaulted on a student loan, if you have a student loan, if you're one of those folks who has maybe had their student loans put off in another way, you're going to have to start paying those, at least as far as we can tell. A certified financial planner, head of advice and planning at SoFi, Brian Walsh, will join us next to tell us what you need to know about that on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Millions of people in the United States have student loans, and millions of those even have defaulted on their loans or in late stage delinquency. And it is a problem. And there had been some student loan relief that had taken place over the last 5 years. Well, that is coming to an end with the Trump administration. To discuss that with us, what you need to know and what happens next, certified financial planner and head of advice and planning at SoFi, Brian Walsh, is with us on KMOX. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, thank you for being here on this. And, you know, there are people who are well into their 30s and 40s and maybe even 50s still paying student loans. And for them, I imagine this this pause on the student loan repayments was a nice relief. Well, that's coming to an end. So generally speaking, what do people need to know if they have defaulted or if they are in delinquency?
Yeah, I mean, really right now, we are back in the pre-COVID days when it comes to federal student loans. So if you have a federal student loan, payments have been required on that loan since late 2023. And as of last Monday, if you're in default on your student loan, which means more than 360 days since you made a payment, you would be at risk of involuntary collections by the federal government. So think things like taking tax refunds, dipping into government payments, and even potentially wage garnishment after they notify you if you are currently in default on a federal student loan.
Yeah, so approximately 43 million Americans have student loan debt. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, some 5 million borrowers have loans in default. Who are those 5 million? Do we know? Are some of them people who, like, purposely stopped paying, you know, student loans because they thought under the Biden administration they didn't have to? Were these people who were defaulting before the Biden administration?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess when you look at this group of 5 million people, it's important to understand the context here that there was a ton of back and forth by the federal government over the course of the last 4 years where, you know, payments were paused and extended, forgiveness was going to happen, it didn't happen. So we see a couple buckets of people. Bucket one would be people that, quite frankly, have either forgotten about or chosen to ignore their federal student loans because of all the back and forth. Bucket number two are people that, you know, quite frankly, are financially struggling to make those payments. So they're not making those payments because they filled their budget with something else once those payments were paused long enough, or maybe something's happened to them. And I think both those groups of people have options. It's just really important that they attack this head on rather than going into involuntary collections.
Do we know if the 5 million loans in default, are those primarily undergraduate debt or like postgraduate debt, like medical school?
Yeah, we don't have data on that. Okay. Generally speaking, it tends to be a pretty good mixture of the two. And regardless of how you got into the student loan debt, I think now's the time to say, okay, should I make my standard repayments? Should I look at maybe income-driven repayment where it caps my payments to a certain percentage of my income? Looking at things like that that are available with federal student loans, because it does give a lot of people some options that'll fit inside their lifestyle.
What do you do if you have these student loans? And we know the interest is and can be just insane. And the interest after a while becomes principal, so you can't do anything about that. So it gets even worse. If you just feel like you're in a position where you're just not making enough money, you know, month to month to be able to make any sort of dent whatsoever in a student loan, what do you do?
Yeah, typically we'll go through three steps with people. Number one, you need to understand what type of student loans you have. Are they federal student loans? Are they private student loans? And then number two, understand the payment options that are available to you. Federal student loans, you can do a standard repayment. You could extend it out from 10 years to 20 plus years. You can do income-driven repayment. And then step number three would be like, okay, figure out which payment approach makes the most sense. And then how do we fit this in with our budget? So maybe it's tracking your spending and reviewing that to see where you could reduce expenses other places. But it really is about going through kind of a deliberate process to figure out how this is going to work for your situation.
You mentioned the income-driven repayments, and apparently there have been some issues with that over the last several months where maybe the system was not working well for whatever reason. What has been the issue with that?
Yeah, so I think the big issue with income-driven repayments right now is the fact that the Biden administration, a year and a half or so back, announced the SAVE plan, which was one of the income-driven repayment options. It was much more generous than the other income-driven repayment options. And that's currently being, you know, decided in the courts. So that plan's in limbo. There's still three other plans that are available. So during this time, while the courts kind of held that up, there was a pause in processing other income-driven repayment plans, and that led to some confusion. But that's been cleared up. So if you want to go in one of the other three plans that are available, all of them cap your payments to a certain percentage of your income. They just work slightly differently. That is available to borrowers right now.
Now, if you have student loan debt and maybe you haven't paid or but you haven't also been contacted, would you say it's a good idea to check your credit score? Because it seems, according to this Wall Street Journal article, that there are people who are finding out that they've defaulted on their loans because their credit scores suddenly dropped by 300 points.
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone should use some sort of credit score monitoring tool. For example, we have one at SoFi within our Relay product. And what that'll do is it'll help you not only understand your credit score, but then you'll get a sense of things that are on there that are both real as well as mistakes. So there's a fair amount of people that have mistakes on their credit report. Or, you know, the example that you gave, you would see, hey, I have missed or late payments on a federal student loan. It'll tell you who the servicer of that loan is, and you can get in contact with that servicer if you maybe forgot about it, maybe you moved, maybe you changed emails, things like that.
We are talking to Brian Walsh, who is a certified financial planner and the head of advice and planning at SoFi. Let's move on to, if we can, a more general idea of debt in the moment. And I imagine there are a lot of people that over the last several years, for various reasons coming out of COVID, maybe they did incur a lot of debt. We know that credit card debt went up, I think, pretty substantially over the last couple of years, maybe more so than usual. What is the status of that now? How much credit card debt is there in the United States as opposed to what it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, and I think this is something we've seen as a common trend in our conversations with SoFi members over the course of probably the last 3 years, where number one, the cost of living has been increasing at a pretty high rate. Like, yes, inflation is going down. That doesn't mean things are getting cheaper. It just means they're getting expensive at a lower rate than what was happening before. And on top of that, interest rates have gone up coming out of the pandemic, where there was a lot of stimulus and we needed to make sure that we raised rates. So that just means that credit card debt is more costly. And when we're working with people on that, which is a regular thing, number one, if you're in credit card debt, stop using your credit card. Like, it subconsciously is easier to spend money on a credit card than using a debit card or cash. And then number two, figure out the best way to pay it off. Maybe it's a personal loan to lower your interest rate. Maybe it's a 401k loan, a home equity line of credit, or maybe just making extra payments. It's really important to figure out that plan to get out of credit card debt, because when you're talking 20, 25, 30% interest rates, that really eats up chunks of your budget that don't have to be eaten up just by, you know, making a plan to pay that off over time.
Is it possible for an individual to negotiate interest rates, or is that just pretty much set and whatever it is what it is?
Yeah, I mean, technically it is possible. Generally speaking, if you look at it, you know, people who lenders think are a lower risk of not paying the money back will get the better offers as far as what their credit limit is going to be, what their interest rate is going to be, things like that. So if you have a, let's say, a high credit score and you have a high, you know, income level compared to your existing debt payments, you're in a position to really shop around and get lower interest rates. Unfortunately, probably the people that could use interest rate relief the most are typically going to have higher rates on their debt, just because, you know, statistically the lenders may view that as a higher risk of not getting their money back.
This is slightly different, but since we are talking about payments, interest rates, defaulting, when people have medical bills and they talk about a payment plan, can you talk to the medical biller and try to negotiate your payment plan down?
Yeah, so depending on the agency or the institution that you're going through, they will offer different types of plans. A lot of times what we'll see is people negotiating the term of that plan, where maybe they stretch out that payment from a relatively short period of time to a longer period of time so their payments can fit in their budget. Typically, what you'll see, though, is the longer your repayment plan, the more interest you're going to pay on that, just like with other types of debt. So I think when it comes to medical debt, student loan debt, credit card debt, whatever it may be, it's really important to really consider the fact that you're either going to pay now or you're going to pay later. If you pay it off quicker and you spend more money from month to month paying it off, typically you're going to spend a lot less money in interest and you're going to pay a lot less over the lifetime. If you have lower payments and maybe you stretch it out, it's easier to make the payments now, but you're going to end up paying a lot more in interest and a lot more over the lifetime of paying that money back.
Brian Walsh, as we say goodbye here, is there any bit of advice you would like to give people, generally speaking, whether it is about debt or whether it is about the way you move forward in this economy right now? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I think the big thing that we've been seeing is on the student loan front, you know, granted, you know, the 5 million people in default have you know, gathered a ton of headlines, but also people who are currently making their payments, looking at if there's an opportunity to do that more cost effectively, potentially refinancing or making extra payments. It can be a good opportunity if you're able to make your payments to potentially cut that cost a good amount. And we see more and more people right now trying to take advantage of that opportunity.
Brian Walsh, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Brian is a certified financial planner and the head of advice and planning at SoFi. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. We are expecting a conversation with Mayor Kara Spencer. She will be with us at 10:30, just after the news. We'll talk about what happened in Holly Hills last night, some other city stuff as well. We'll get into what's going on around St. Louis. Will Leach is going to join the show. He will be joining us at 11:30. I believe, unless something changes, 11:30 he'll be with us. But prior to that, Dave Simons He was the partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. He'll be with us at 10 o'clock. So a good show for you today. I mean, they're always great.
Obviously.
This one's good, too, I think.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We can hear from you, 314-436-7900. Do you love us?
Yeah. Do you love us? And leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Only if you love us, though. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, you know, Health and Human Services Director RFK. RFK Jr.
Who?
Yeah, RFK Jr. Yeah. He got into a little bit of a mess, quite literally, because he shared photos of himself with his young grandkids swimming in a creek that has raw sewage in it. And so the National Park Service has said, don't swim in Rock Creek near Washington, D.C., because it has dangerous pathogens in it. And yet RFK Jr. plunged into the creek as part of the Mother's Day celebrations.
What?
I don't know.
This guy's all about living healthy.
I know.
Other than, you know, like the years of heroin or whatever, but I thought he was into that.
Yeah, the National Park Service has banned swimming and wading in the creek because of high bacteria levels in the water. And he was in the creek with his grandchildren. He posted a picture and people said, hey, that creek has a swimming ban in it. You don't want to get the diarrhea because you swam in a creek.
Look, let me ask you this question.
Well,
tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Does this seem like the kind of person that should not be in charge of Health and Human Services?
Kind of.
Like for the entire country?
Are you saying because in 2021, he challenged the idea that germs cause disease?
Yeah. Yeah. Does this seem like not the best person? I don't know.
Well, anyway, so there's that. I would be so nervous. One time I went to Castlewood Park, and I didn't know that when it rained heavily in the area, sometimes the overflow from the sewers would go into the creek in Castlewood, and there are signs posted there, but I didn't see the signs, and I don't know if they were new. I don't know what it was. But anyway, after a run, I went for a run, and my friend that I was running with thought it'd be hilarious to push me into the creek. So he pushed me into the creek, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is stupid. And then he pointed to the sign and said, hey, there's E. coli when it rains. And then I went home and I was nervous for 10 days.
Oh, God.
Made it, though.
You did make it.
Never had the diarrhea. But that's what RFK is doing, so that's not great.
Amy, what's the worst thing an Amazon delivery driver can do?
I know what it is. It has to do with... dropping something on your porch.
Yes. You want the Amazon delivery driver to drop off a package on the porch.
Yeah.
You want them to come up to the porch and leave the package. But there are only certain kinds of packages you want them to leave. KTLA in Los Angeles reporting that on Mother's Day, on Sunday, videos from a house in Woodland Hills showed a delivery driver from Amazon pulling down her pants and doing her business on the porch. And you could see her plain as day.
Insane, because you know that she knows there's video.
Yes, there's video everywhere now.
If I wanted to be seen, I would go to someone's front porch. That's where everybody's got the Ring doorbells.
Yeah, so she delivered a package, and then she, dropped trow, as some people say.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it happened at 6 in the morning on Sunday, which is about the time I feel like doing it. So
you do not wake up at 6 in the morning.
Well, I'm trying not to, but that's what's been happening lately. Because of that.
You're not even a morning person.
I thought
you were waking up for that.
No. I'll just wake up. It sucks.
I think I told you this. You probably don't remember, though, because of, we know, the issues that you have. But my mom, like, Amazon drivers are really interesting. And my mom, the doorbell rang, and she answered it, and it was the Amazon driver, and the Amazon driver lady. My mom opened the door, and the driver just said, Can I use your bathroom? And my mom's like, I really didn't want to.
Well, of course
not.
Like,
I didn't want to let her in to use the bathroom, but she put me on the hot seat, right?
You have to.
And she's like, okay. And she just like walked in the house. And my mom's like, let me show you where the bathroom is. She goes in the bathroom, and I feel this is really bad, but my mom's like, standing there. You know, when someone's in your main bathroom, you can hear when the water runs.
Yeah.
The water didn't run afterwards.
Oh.
So she didn't wash her hands.
Oh.
So then she left, and then
great.
My mom's like, now I have to Clorox the handles.
And now I have to wash every Amazon package that comes in, just in case that lady is delivering them.
My mom said she didn't even say thank you. She just walked in, used the bathroom, and left. And again, my mom said, what do you do in that situation? Because deep down, you feel like you need to be a good person and let them use the bathroom. But also, deep down, you really don't want to let some rando. You don't know what they're going to do in the bathroom.
No. Well, so Amazon Amazon has fired this woman. They released a statement that says, we're deeply disturbed by the unacceptable behavior of this delivery driver and apologize to the customers involved. We immediately identified the driver. They are no longer delivering on behalf of Amazon. Sorry for the poo-poo.
And, oh, gross. They didn't say that.
They did not say sorry for the poo-poo.
And also, yesterday, ran around Clayton Forest Park looking for Simone Biles. Maybe thought she was going to go for a walk because she gave the commencement speech at WashU. Largest crowd ever, 17,000 people. I did not see Simone Biles. I didn't run into her. I was really hoping I would.
She probably got in and out.
But you never know. Maybe she went to dinner. Jonathan Owens, her husband, is from here.
Where would they have gone? What's that place in on Des Moines?
Louis. Louis. They probably would have gone to Louis.
Yeah, everybody goes there.
Yeah, that's where Drake goes.
Drake?
Every time he comes here, he goes to Louis. I've seen his little caravan of SUVs
now
driving down.
Kendrick's going to show up there and just berate him. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji, the partner and managing director at One Private Wealth and a regular contributor to this show every Tuesday. Dave Simons will join us next. How will this tariff pause affect you? The pause between the United States and China. And also, the new inflation report is out today. So Dave Simons has the latest next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Tom Ackerman here, joining
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.